Good morning. I'm Marie Birch, and we're here this morning in the Goldenrod area to dedicate the historical marker for Gabriella. We are pleased this morning to co-partner with the Seminole County Museum, and I want to tell you just a little bit about myself. I'm a native of Goldenrod and was born just a few yards from here. After a challenging career in banking, I volunteered at the Goldenrod Historical Museum in 2001 and have been actively volunteering there since then. Gabriella is located on State Road 426, about 1 mile north of the Seminole County line. As I stated, it was a thriving, very small area at that time. Listed as having one of the earlier schools in Seminole County, Gabriella had the educational studies at that time. It also had a post office, a country store, and a packing house, where in 1891 a two-day-long agricultural fair was held. There is an old photo document to prove this structure was here at Gabriella. Also, the Dinky Line train ran through Gabriella. The engineer stopped at Gabriella and let passengers pick oranges and wildflowers. My mother rode the Dinky Line train from Goldenrod to Winter Park to go to college at Rollins College in Winter Park, back as a young person, and then later taught school in Seminole County. In 1870, a few years prior to Gabriella's thriving time, W.G. White built a store. Goods came in by steamboat. This was most important because the area did not have means of transportation, so these steamboats came down the Lake Jessup River and took lumber and also goods that were to be used to trade with the other traders all over Central Florida. As a little bit of history, my grandfather, who was Solomon Mathers, as a little boy, 10 years old, helped his father, he and his two brothers, transport by wagon the first lumber that was to build the first house in sand. At White's Wharf at Lake Jessup, this wharf was built to accommodate the ships coming in from St. John's River. In 1883, the railroad was started in Jacksonville. It was completed to Sanford by 1886. Gabriella still shows on some maps, but in early 1900, it became a part of the area now known as Tuscaloosa and Goldenrod. On Tuscaloosa Road, you will see a street named Gabriella Lane in the Bear Gully Lake area.
Miss Birch, you mentioned your mother taking the Dinky Line. When was this? And tell us a little bit more about your mother.
My mother was born in 1892. So she probably was around 17, 18 when she went into Rollins College. Her family, the homestead, was on Bear Gully Lake, the Mathers homestead, that is. And just as by way of the other side of my family, they settled on Rouse Road. And Rouse Road is named after my grandparents.
I have, in my research on Gabriella, the name Mathers and Rouse has certainly appeared a number of times. Can you tell us a little more about your grandfather?
My grandfather also, in addition to hauling lumber, he hauled goods into Orlando to the stores. And, of course, this took many, many hours, usually a day in, spending the night in Orlando with some relatives there, and then returning the next day to the home place. All done by wagon. I have a picture of the three brothers My grandfather was Solomon Mathers, and he had two brothers, Tom and Henry. Saul was 10 years old when he came down with his brothers and parents. They came from Monticello, Florida.
Do you have any memory, or did your mother have any memory, of what the Dinky Line was like?
We have pictures of it, so we have a very good way to tell exactly what it was like. It came from Oviedo, through Gabriella, and on into Winter Park, and on to Orlando. In Winter Park, there is still, on the campus at Rollins College, there is the Dinky Dock, and that is in remembrance of the Dinky train that went through this area at that time.
Do you have any idea where they got the nickname Dinky Train?
I do not know.
It was officially the Oviedo Winter Park Railroad.
Yes, it was. Yes, but it was called the Dinky Line, and I grew up knowing it as the Dinky Line.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us, and someone who actually has their roots in Gabriella.
Yes, I do. I was born just a short distance from here, when my father had a store here. Now I live just east of Goldenrod itself. Thank you.